Would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Eugene Connors.
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson.
Here.
Councilmember Shirley Dowdy.
Present.
Mayor Ron Ertley.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Anna Klein.
Here.
Councilmember Douglas Dunn.
Here.
Councilmember Serena Sullivan is excused. City staff Justin Johnson, City Manager Ashley Coronado, City Clerk Tom Klimek, Public Works Director, and Carl, City Attorney.
Thank you very much. Item number one, discussion of possible approval of equitable pay adjustment to the Ashton Company for work completed at the wastewater treatment plant. Mr. Johnson, do you have some comments?
Sure. Mayor, members of the council, what you have before you is documentation, written documentation from the Ashton Company for an equitable pay adjustment for change orders for work that was completed, as well as 10% retention per the contract with Ashton.
Thank you. Any questions from the council? I'm going to make a motion that
I like got some questions.
Yes, certainly.
I guess, how do we get ourselves in this mess? How do we have two bills that were not paid? I don't.
Sure. Well, and once I had an opportunity to research kind of what happened, the $144,000 that I can't think of the rest of it, the $144,000 that we received, as I understand it, was emailed to city staff, and during the time it was around the time that we sent a letter to Pace, because we received a complaint. And so during that time period, a lot was going on. And so we had 2 weeks where Pace was to respond, and another 2 weeks where we were waiting. And so we had about 4 weeks. And during that time period, when the email was actually sent, was right before the Christmas holiday. And the particular staff person that it went to was actually gone for a period of 2 weeks. And upon arrival back to City Hall, I do recall, and Ms. Coronado can confirm, Sean, our IT manager, we quite frankly couldn't get into an email system. And so we were really kind of fishing around, if you will, trying to get that email system back up and running, and a new machine had to be purchased. And so, quite frankly, I mean, kind of blame it on. I mean, you've got a combination of technical issues. You've got a couple of some timing issues as it relates to complaints that were filed. And honestly, a lot was going on during that time period. And so when we received notice that we were being served or summoned, if you will, you know, we immediately jumped on this particular issue, got a payment processed within the first 2 days when it was brought to my desk. And here we are to settle up, if you will.
And what is the retention billing? That was something that I didn't think we discussed earlier.
The 10% retention is per the contract. The total contract amount, Tom, and correct me if I'm wrong, is about $322,000. And so with these types of projects, you know, at the very early stages of a contract, you'll agree to that the city or the owner will hold a certain percentage. In this case, it was 10%. And so that 10% is due at the end of the contract. And so, and part of it was the lien releases that we were still waiting for, and the one lien that we were waiting on was from WeatherGuard, and the reason why that was being held up was because they hadn't received a check for the $144,002. Then subsequently paid WeatherGuard, and so that's why there's a reduction. There's a reduction in the amount from the memo that was sent on yesterday by about $650 some odd, because they had agreed to waive that interest that had accrued over that period of time.
And the three change orders that we kind of are in dispute, when we discussed this before, I thought we were going to be able to get approval for funding under the WIPA grant, that we were going to discuss that this evening. That's not on the agenda, is it, in terms of a change order for those three?
Well, it's actually all-inclusive of the dollar amount. So the goal was, right, because we had the outstanding balances in those change orders, which quite frankly were in dispute, if you
right.
will, and for work that needed to be done anyway, received those change orders. And so we've agreed that, hey, look, we'll go ahead and settle up, because all of the pay applications have been submitted and, quite frankly, were passed too.
So that doesn't impact like WIFA in terms of their paid for this then? Or?
No, sir. This all comes out of the WIFA loan, not out of the general fund.
Right. Well, I'm aware of that, but we still got to pay for it, I guess.
So. Yeah.
We had a change order in which we hired Pace to provide on-site review. Is that correct? didn't PACE have a person that we discussed this, and why didn't they catch this? I mean, I don't quite understand in terms of three change orders that.
Tom, you might want to step up and jump in here on this one. I can't say that it was. I'll let Tom speak to that because I can't say that it's something was necessarily missed because it was emailed. When you look at your accompanying documentation, it shows the date that it was emailed to the city, and so I'm not sure if whether or not it's a PACE issue or a city issue or what. But Tom, you can jump in.
Mr. Mayor, City Council, it wasn't missed. It was reviewed as a change order.
And denied, right?
And it was denied.
Right.
Okay. And after the denial, it was pointed out that if you don't like what Public Works is saying to you, you're free to talk to our city manager and our city attorney. Well, they decided not to do that. They just decided to go straight to the courts and file a lawsuit. So they just went straight to the court without ever coming back to us at that point.
And why wasn't it caught when they did the work?
Well, part of it is that they did the work, but they did it after. Well, put it this way. They asked for the change order after they did the work, okay? And it was caught, and they were told what to do. So when you come right down to it, I mean, we wouldn't take a position to decline a change order unless we thought it was a legitimate thing to do. Mm-hmm. But right now, you know, I, from an engineering perspective, I would turn it down. From a business perspective, I think that's kind of the decision you're looking at. It's a business decision at this point. But it was caught, it was analyzed, and they decided to go straight to the court system.
And Councilmember Dunn, and you know, one of the issues associated with one of the change orders, particularly the standing seam roof, was the fact that there was a conflict within the technical specifications,
right,
and the drawings. That's one of the other main pieces of it.
Right.
And also, when you have behind the wastewater treatment facility, the plans call for filling up the lagoons that were in the back. And so last year or a year and a half ago, sludge was taken from that location and taken to another, to the landfill. And so, but we still had to fill it and grade it. And so the owner representative who was on site at the time, man, material that needed to be relocated, and the question was, hey, look, can we place it here? Yes, go ahead and place it, because we needed to fill it anyway.
Right.
And that's
right,
really where we are.
Just trying to comprehend that. This is normally how firms deal with each other. This seems strange that we would get this suit so soon.
It's unusual from my perspective.
I mean, how can they do business and expect return customers from behavior like this? I don't understand.
It's just
this.
Very unusual, but I'm not, you know, I don't want to comment on this company, okay? I worked with them in the 70s and 80s, and they were a sterling outfit. They did a lot of paving, and I do know that they've branched off into other areas, and this is one of them, which is, you know, site work, wastewater type, site grading, things of that sort, as opposed to public work.
Well, behavior like this certainly is in the grapevine immediately in terms of, it just seems peculiar in terms of a way to do business.
Well, you know, Councilmember Dunn, one thing I can say, I mean, one of the big lessons learned here with not just this project and any project is one most important piece is communication, how we communicate. And adequate follow-up, and that's really where we are. And that's one of the big lessons learned for us. You know, how do we communicate, making sure we're communicating with our respective vendors? You know, from a customer service standpoint, we certainly want to be good business partners because word does travel. And so, you know, the firm that when we went through the bidding process, Ashton was the lowest bidder at about $322, and the next bidder was about $450,000, so about $130,000 difference. So, but you know, the big lesson learned is, you know, communication. Do a better job.
Yeah, I was hoping that in terms of when we met last, that your communication with them would result in some goodwill concessions on their part, which doesn't seem to have occurred. So,
well, I think the if we say goodwill concession, one of the things that was waived was the interest on that $144,000. Now, the interest for work that they've stated, work that was done, and interest payments have accrued for a period of time. I don't know how much communicating could have decreased that amount. So.
Well, that's certainly, I was hoping that you were smooth enough to at least talk them out of the interest.
No. Not at all, sir.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Before we make a motion, the fiscal impact number has been revised. It's at the bottom of your page, and the new number is $64,000. It's revised down about $600 or so, $64,730.61. So I'm going to make a motion that we approve the equitable pay adjustments to the Ashton Company in the amount of $64,730.61 for work completed at the wastewater treatment plant. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion passes unanimously. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion passes unanimously. This meeting is adjourned.